So imagine going bankrupt because of equal pay. Well, it happened to a whole council, one of the biggest ones, one of the biggest cities. I think, what was it, number two or number three, actually?
Well, Birmingham.
Yeah.
Second biggest city behind London, yeah.
Yeah, so there we are. The second biggest city in our country has gone bankrupt, literally because of, well, feminist policy. Good, good.
More at nine.
People don't know what I'm talking about. I'm going to promote something real quick, which is just the Brokenomics, Economics of Empire, with, I'm just going to call him AA. I don't say his name.
Not Nima Parvini?
What am I, an ethnic? Anyway.
Well, he is.
Go check that out. But here's the news, which is just very quick. It's a nice heartwarming story about a whole country collapsing. Yeah. So this is the BBC reporting that the vital services are completely safe, but the whole council is bankrupt. That's good news. But you might wonder how. So the pressures have been linked to a £760 million bill, which for Americans is like, you know, $1 trillion, to settle equal pay claims. Literally, I didn't get paid the same because I'm a woman, give me money. Well, if this was actually true, if we were comparing, let's say, a female, what do females love to do?
Cook?
No,
make sandwiches.
Sexist. No. What they love doing is bricklaying. So a female bricklayer and a male bricklayer laid the same number of bricks on the same day and she got paid less. That's the totally accurate example that would totally happen.
Well, no, actually, the totally accurate example would be the man lays bricks, she stands and complains and tone polices any and all banter between the men laying bricks, and then they all get paid the same.
Yeah.
Typically. Just from friends of mine who work blue-collar jobs, that's the impression that I get from what they say.
But that's not what happened. None of that. Instead, the real world happened, which is what I will now describe. Andy Street, the mayor of West Midlands, said that the news was deeply disturbing. Residents and called for an inquisition. I wish. No, he just wants the normal investigation as to what's happened. He says here, it's no secret that local authorities up and down the country have faced significant cuts over the past decade. Nope. He goes on to argue this is the central government's fault. Now, I hate the central British government for being crap.
Yes, we all do.
They didn't cut jack to Birmingham Council. What they did is went bankrupt because of these equal pay disputes, as mentioned earlier. BBC says
They were unnecessarily paying people whose jobs were completely pointless, exorbitant amounts of money. But have you considered that it was the central government's fault for not giving them more and more money?
Well, here's where it comes in. So the council has paid out £1.1 billion. Remember, we're talking about a city council here.
I mean, it's a big city.
They paid out £1 billion alone in equal pay claims since the case was brought in 2012.
Christ. And that'll be coming from taxpayer money as well.
Who spends £1 billion? I'm sorry, but
Elon Musk?
You spend £1 billion when you run London or the defense industry or something. A local city council just on pay disputes about equal pay.
Well, I mean, Birmingham,
I don't know what that always was.
Birmingham could have been a bigger and more prosperous city than London ever was. But in the 1960s, got
something
kneecapped.
Happened.
No, it got in the 1960s, it got kneecapped by London legislature that said, oh, you're not allowed to have all of these industries in your city because otherwise you'll be bigger than us and take our industry from us.
But the fundamentals here being that, well, okay, well, if there was a claim of, like we said, two big players, one to one, which getting paid less, well, you could argue, okay, well, that's a lot of money, but still, it's the law, so that's the situation. Well, should we take a look at the court case? Real quick, which they mentioned.
Yeah, let's take a look.
The Supreme Court ruled in favor of 174 mostly female employees. So that's what, about 10 million quid each? If you spent £1 billion? What? How do you spend that much money on 174? Whatever.
Well, no. Actually, no, that would be closer to probably maybe 40, 50 million.
Great. That's a chump change. Anyway, so these women, they were working in roles such as teaching assistants, indoor cleaners, and catering staff. There were also men in those roles, of course, because that's how the world works. And they weren't given a bonus because the bonuses were given to the bin men, as in refuge collectors, men and women who do the bins, but for some reason women don't want to go and collect bins on a big truck.
But what's the ratio of men to women in that industry, I wonder?
9 to 1? Something like that? Probably 91 to 8. Yeah. But the point being that, well, also street cleaners. So bonuses were given out to street cleaners and bin men because no one wants to do those jobs, so we need to offer bonuses because no one wants to goddamn do them.
Yeah,
and
fair.
The teaching assistants, who for some reason didn't think, well, maybe I should go and do the bin man job and get more money. Instead, they believe that as a teaching assistant, I'm also entitled to bonuses. And the reason you haven't given it to me is because I'm a woman.
Right. Do you remember being in school? Do you remember when the teaching assistants would show up?
I mean, not to be rude, but my memories of them are the most useless individuals I've ever met in my professional life.
Yes. That's my memory of them as well. I don't.
Utterly pointless.
I'm sorry, most of them don't deserve to be getting as much pay.
They don't deserve to be getting paid a pound, in my experience, the ones I had.
Now, I know some teaching assistants, but they are very nice people, and I know them personally that they would be very hands-on with their job. But most of them, no.
At least the ones I remember, I mean, like the particular one I remember, she was literally just, she just sat there and played games with the kids, and it was just like, you getting paid to do this?
Yeah, I mean,
like, even in year nine, I was like, really?
The friends that I have, I think they do teaching assistants in like special needs kids' schools. So that's going to be much more difficult, and they're going to be necessary.
But whole different ball game. But also, there may be stuff outside of school. I mean, I remember this is my memories from being a child. So, whatever. But point being, not really the same as being a bin man. So, they didn't get the bonuses. It wasn't on the basis of you're not the right sex, it was on the basis of you don't do the job that no one wants to do. But for some reason, the court just went, yeah, whatever, you get the bonuses too. So, well, then they had to start paying out. And the claims have apparently gone from an increasing rate of £5 million per pissed off woman to £14 million.
Per month?
Per month being paid out to the individuals. So funnily enough, the council couldn't keep up with the bill and has now gone bankrupt. So there you have it.
All right, I'm just going to get my calculator out and do some very quick calculations here.
So that's 14 million.
14 million.
Per month.
Divided by 174.
I don't know if it's going just to those 174. I think they were the ones who brought the case, but
true. If it was going to those 174, that would be 80,500 per. But if I go back and say 14 million times 12, so that's 168 million pounds a year.
It's there's a reason. It's hard to spend that much money. I mean, the only other council I can think of that recently spent that much money, £1 billion, was a council in Essex who literally just got conned. Some guy came to them and said, I have a solar farm. Here's how much money and energy it makes. I swear.
Wait. Are you telling me that the monorail man from The Simpsons...
The fucking monorail man turned up to Essex. And the monorail said, he just went, solar farm. And the Essex council invested £1 billion. He then spent all that money on private jets, holidays, and left the country with all the money. Literally like the monorail man.
This is the monorail.
He literally had bags of money. Anyway, so then it turned out that he lied. And well, then they realized the actual value of the investment they made was much lower, so then they went bankrupt. So that's the two ways a British authority can go bankrupt. The monorail man apparently can fool them.
This Essex man, did he show up and he go, I've installed summer farms in this place, and this place, and by golly, that put them on the map?
Yeah, he did.
Oh my God.
It was in Wiltshire. They invested.
Our councils are infested with idiots.
Well, to prove that point even more, should we go back to Birmingham to see how stupid these people are?
Yep.
Because these are the same people who did this. So this is Birmingham City Council's David Brent style inclusive street name.
This is Ricky Gervais' song.
This is actually Ricky Gervais' song. They
Diversity Street.
They decided to rename a whole bunch of places.
It's a quality street, isn't it?
Yeah, they didn't want to be mocked, so they said a quality road. Diversity Grove. Density. I don't want that. Why do you want to boast about density? Inspire Avenue, Respect Way, and Humanity Close.
Oh, yeah, it's Destiny. Destiny.
Oh, is that Destiny?
Not Density.
That's actually kind of sinister then.
Oh, Destiny
the
Road.
Destiny is, Road. The Destiny has become equality, diversity.
Road is your destiny.
But, I mean, just the whole side point about this being horrific cultural crap of like you must be comfortable with being non-existent.
Wait,
to
who's
the new British?
Proud to live on Diversity Grove?
Yeah,
the name change alone would devalue your property.
I mean, there were some funny responses to this. I mean, the whole point about them all being retarded is definitely true. But David, a good friend of decided to tweet out, I propose a change, which is that instead, what we do is we rename streets every time there's a grooming gang scandal, such as like Rape Street or Rape Alley for
where
the groomers live. And I just wrote back, it's like, well, there's not be much of the city left at that. So
we're gonna have to pave over the whole place.
Welcome to Rotherham. Please ignore the street names.
Yep.
So that's part of the problem. But
Gangbang Boulevard.
Yeah. Funny story about the whole country collapsing. So that's Yeah, but I mean, you gotta laugh. I mean, the clown memes did appear, and they are true. Sue the council for equal pay, win £765 million in equal pay. It was actually £1.1 billion. Council goes bankrupt due to the bill. Inequality in Birmingham will now happen. Good job.
Yep.
Very good job.
This is what happens every time.
So there we are. There's a feel-good story to end the week off.
Birmingham is collapsing.
I mean, sincerely, Peter Hitchens is right. If you're young and you've got the means, get out of this island. If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content that's on the site, such as the Contemplation series, this episode on cults, episode 4. If you'd like to find out what else is being put out, you can follow on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.